Fanfare of northwest wind, a blue jay wind announces autumn, and the equinox rolls back blue bays to a far afternoon. Somewhere beyond the gorge, Li Po is gone, looking for friendship or an old love's sleeve, or writing letters to his children lost, and to his children's children, and to us. What was his light of lamp or moon or sun? Say that it changed for better or for worse, sifted by leaves, sifted by snow, on mulberry silk a slant of witch light, on the pure text a slant of genius, emptying mind and heart for wine cups and more wine cups and more words. What was his time? Say that it was a change, but constant as a changing thing may be. From chicory's moon dark blue down the taut scale to chicory's tenderest pink in a pink field such as imagination dreams of thought. But of the heart beneath the wine cup moon, the tears that fell beneath the wine cup moon, for children lost, lost lovers, and lost friends, what can we say but that it never ends? Even for us, it never ends, only begins. Yet to spell down the poem on her page, margining her phrases, passing forth the sevenfold prism of meaning, up the scale from chicory pink to blue, is to assume Li Po himself, as he before assumed the poets and the sages who were his. Like him, we too have eaten of the word. With him are somewhere lost beyond the gorge, and write in rain a letter to lost children, a letter long as time and brief as love.